If you are a marketing enthusiast and you wish to learn the tricks up the sleeves of seasoned marketeers, you are at the right place. I am your host, Nishant Goyal, and this is the Marketing Chakravyuh podcast, where I invite accomplished marketeers from around the world and pick on their brain, asking questions that would help you understand the mystery of marketing and grow yourself to heights. Whether you are a student, entrepreneur, or a marketer yourself, this is where you can learn the untold secrets of marketing from the people you admire and love. Welcome, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
So, Nick, please tell us about your journey into the pizza world.
Sure. So my name is Nick Boguez. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the United States, which is about 6 or 7 hours from New York City. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh. And at 17 years old, I started delivering pizzas and I fell in love with the team atmosphere and the journey around pizzas and the fact that everybody all over the world loves pizzas. And when you deliver them to someone's door, they're excited. When somebody wants to go ahead and celebrate something here in the States, they'll order pizza to celebrate with, whether it's a graduation or a great accomplishment in the family, everybody celebrates with pizza. So I fell in love with it at a young age and I started delivering pizzas. Then I wrecked a few cars. And after I wrecked a few cars, I ended up inside making pizzas. And I had children very young. I got married and I'm still happily married. And we got married at the age of 21 and 20. So we've been married well over 20 years now. And we had children very young. My first child was born when I was 21 years old. And at that point, I knew I needed to do more in the pizza business. I needed to become a general manager and be in charge of the whole entire store. And at that time, it was a Papa John's. So, you know, very familiar franchise all over the world. And when I became the general manager, I worked 80, 90 hours a week, working very hard to be able to sustain for my family at home. And what happened was, is I was very young and the team I was leading was very young and I would put in all this time, but my store was still very dirty. I had a dirty pizza oven and dirty walls. And we would go to the next state over, about a 3-hour trip once a month, to have a meeting to talk about the stores. And there was 4 stores in my local town, Papa John's. And then there was 8 in the next town over, the next state over. So about 3 hours away. And all 12 of us would get together and we would talk about our stores. And what they would say is, Art in so-and-so, Ohio is up 10% in sales. Everybody clap for Art. The next meeting we would drive out and they would say, Joe in so-and-so, Ohio is up 10%. Clap for Joe. And when I heard that they were going to fire me because I had a dirty oven and dirty walls and they were going to terminate me, I knew that I had my family at home and I had to support them. So I realized that sales fixes everything. And when I went to the next meeting and we drove over to go there, everybody said, everybody clap for Nick. He's 10% up in sales. And the next meeting, a month later, we went out and they said, everybody clap for Nick. He's 20% up in sales. And then we went out again the third month and they said, Nick's up 45%. Nick, tell everybody what you're doing. And what I was doing is I had read a book called Guerrilla Marketing. And when I read the book, there wasn't one particular item in there that stood out to me. But what did stand out to me was you couldn't wait at your store and just hope and pray that the phones would ring. You had to go out and get the business. You had to essentially find out how to market your business and how to sell your shop and sell your business and your goods outside of your area. So what I did was I was going to the schools and I said, got a whole group of the advisors from the school there and said, we'd like to sell school lunch and bring pizzas to the lunch. And they bought thousands of dollars worth of pizzas. And I would go to the big stadiums and say, we want to sell it at during the sporting events. We'd like to sell pizzas. And they would buy thousands of dollars worth of pizzas. And then we would go to the swimming pools where they had concession stands and we would sell all the pizzas there. And what we were doing was I took a store that was doing maybe $250,000 in a year to about $750,000 in a year. So I raised it by $500,000 in just very short time. Yes. So that was the very start of my marketing journey and realizing that sales fixes everything at a very young age. I was probably about 22, 23 at the time.
Yeah, that's really young to get such a feat, to achieve such a feat.
Yeah, it felt very good. And then I think what happened from there was, is I got picked up by Domino's. Domino's was up the road, Domino's Pizza, and they saw what this young guy was doing. And they came in and they said, we'd like to take you and have you join Domino's. And I said, look, buddy, look on the walls here. I have all these awards. I have no interest in going to Domino's and work for you. I said, because I have no reason to go there. And they said, you know what? Here's my business card. And the business card burned a hole in my pocket. And I called them and I joined Domino's. And I became the guy that would go to these stores that weren't so busy and I would make them busy from different promotions that we'd run inside the stores and different promotions that we'd run outside of the stores.
Wow. So basically reading the book, Guerrilla Marketing.
Yes.
Brought you into the world of marketing.
Yes. That was definitely the first step. Wow. And then from there, it was a journey.
Wow. Okay. And you mentioned that the business card burned a hole in your pocket.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Okay. So when the guy from Domino's came and he said, we want you to go work for us. And he gave me the business card. And a few days later, I didn't want to call him, but I wanted to know the curiosity of what he had for me. So I called him and we met for lunch. And it was a different job interview. You know, he kind of knew what made me tick was sales and marketing. And what he had told me was he told me this story of a guy named Freddie Wiebe, who lives in Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is, the Gators. And and there, he was a college dropout. He ran one Domino's store, and he took it from one Domino's store to five Domino's stores that were the busiest Domino's in the whole entire world. So he took it from a $10,000 store to five stores that were the busiest in the whole world. They were so busy that during the weekends, they would have to bring in a tractor trailer, like a big giant truck, to become the refrigerator for all the cheese and the pepperoni and everything for the weekend, because all the college kids ordered his pizza. So when he told me that story of how great this guy was and the way that Domino's celebrates marketers, I was hooked and I joined Domino's. And then a cool story was I took over a store that was closed. We were doing $3,000 a week. Took it to $12,000 a week. The guy who told me the story of Freddie Wiebe, he left the company and moved 5 hours away. And when he moved 5 hours away, a year went by and he called me and said, Nick, I want you to come move your family 5 hours from home and come join me. And my kids were 4 and 2 at the time. And it was very nerve wracking to move 5 hours away, but we did. And then when we moved, we went with the Domino's. They sent a big moving truck and we moved all the way across the state. And I ran that store for a year And one of the coolest things was when I first went there, for them to celebrate me being there and show their appreciation, they sent me to Florida to Freddie Wiebe's store to learn from him for a week. So I got to see everything that happened in the college store and how to run a very busy store. And then they sent me back to that store and I took it from a $16,000 week to a $25,000 week in a year. So it was a really great, tremendous education, and really just ran the store fantastically. And I think it just showed that, you know, it was all about the marketing. We were marketing to the college kids, the students, talking about our late night delivery specials. We would do things called Wild Wednesday, which was a $2.99 medium cheese pizza. We would sell 2,000 of these pizzas in one day for $3 a piece or more.
Wow.
And, you know, by taking flyers and handing them out to everybody, putting them on cars, making little signs that and sticking them on the busy street corners. And we were just really doing guerrilla marketing and out there in a store and just putting things everywhere.
That's really mind-blowing. You took a store that was almost closed to 50% increase in sales in less than a year.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. How did you achieve it?
So that particular store, it was it was an old part of the city. It was in a very old building. And what I did was many things. I would go through the building and I would look around and I would see what was left over from years past. And one thing that was left over was this big giant rubber thing. I'm talking giant. Like, I didn't know what it was in the basement. It was just massive. It was like, what is this? It's not a blanket. It's not a tarp, like something to put over something. I said, what is this thing? And we pulled it out and we started looking at it. And what it was as tall as a house, two stories. It was a giant Coca-Cola bottle with an air pump. And I would stick, I found that in the basement and I would stick it out on the parking lot and I would blow this thing up on a Friday and you couldn't miss this Coke bottle. So people would drive past this really busy store or busy part of the intersection. They would always pass the store and not even know the Domino's was there. But now they had to stop and look because there was this giant Coca-Cola bottle that was just massive standing in front of the store. And then they would see Domino's. So we became on people's awareness, and that was one way. Hey, we're open, we're here. And what I did there was there was 15 hotels in that area. And we would go in and say, hey, we're gonna go ahead and give you guys half off on the pizza if you hand our menus out to everybody who comes into the hotel. And we would bring them pizza once a week and we'd give them all kind of deals and discounts and we'd give them some free pizza. If people didn't pick up their pizza, we'd take it to the hotels and give them feed the people running the counters, and they would give everybody who goes to the hotel a menu. And then the bars, there were so many restaurants and bars that were, people would drink, the college was there, they drink alcohol till 2 a.m. And we would take pizzas that nobody even called for the pizzas. We would just go out and say, hey, hot pizzas, $10 a piece. And the drunk people would just hand over money and buy the pizzas. And then the delivery driver would come back, give us $9 for the pizza, and they would keep a dollar. And we just built that whole thing is how we built that store.
Wow.
We were selling like a pepperoni pizza, you know, that maybe regular price was $13. We'd sell it, you know, $10. And the driver would keep a dollar, and then the store would keep $9. So, you know, we made $9 a pizza and, you know, nobody even called. It was all extra money because nobody was even calling for those pizzas. We just sent them out and said, let's go sell them to the drunk people leaving the bars.
That is mind blowing.
Yeah. So I think what's great about marketing is, you know, you can hear from just the so many minutes that we've been speaking and I've been telling the story is, you really can be creative and you can do it any way. You know, you have to have consistency and you have to have action. When you have those two things, then you get results. You have to have consistency and you have to have action.
That's so true. Consistency is a root for any tree to have good shoot.
Mm.
And with actions only can you grow.
Yes, absolutely.
And with that, how would you define creativity in this case or in general?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when you're talking about creativity in marketing, I think what you have to think about is you have to put yourself in the customer's shoes. So, you know, you have to say, okay, first you look and see what the surroundings look like. So I look out and I see lots of 21, 22, 23-year-olds leaving these bars at 1 o'clock at night, drunk, hungry. And I think, okay, you know, that's my customer, a drunk, hungry 23-year-old. What can we do? Do we wait for them to go home and call us for delivery? They might get home and they're so drunk they fall asleep. So then they're not our customer anymore. Can we get to them before they go home? What if we go out to them? What if we bring pizzas and we just start yelling hot pizza, you know, from our car? We pull a car up on a busy intersection, open up the trunk with 30 hot pizzas in there, and just start yelling hot pizza as people come out of the bars. What will happen then? You know, that's the way that you try to define who your customer is, and then you meet them where they are.
Wow, that's so underrated. Define your customers and meet them where they are.
Yes.
Most of the marketing that is being done by the mainstream people is tell your customer where you are and bring them to you.
Yeah, hope and pray. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is where most of the people do not get results.
Yes.
And even if they do, it has very low return on investments. You, on the other hand, are still making money on every investment. For example, with the drunk people at the hotel, you are still making money at the risk investment. It's essentially a risk that you are taking when you are going out to them with prepared pizzas.
Yes, and then sometimes maybe you wouldn't sell them all, but there were so many homeless shelters that we would take the pizzas that we didn't sell and we would donate them to the homeless shelters. So we won either way.
That is even more interesting.
Yes.
I really loved it.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, from there, I was probably, you know, this is around my late 20s, I guess. And then you just start to, when you get to a store, you start to feel what works at a store, what doesn't work at a store. Not everything that worked at one store will work at the next store. So my thought is you have to find what works and then just keep using it. One thing that I would say, beat the horse to death. When you find a horse, you just beat it. Bringing it out to the drunk people work, you just keep doing it. If you find a technique that works in marketing, just use it and use it and use it till it doesn't work anymore. And one of the things that I found very interesting is you start to develop all these different tactics that you can use, and then you can use them at different times throughout the year.
So Nick, how would you suggest someone who wants to get into marketing or sales to start?
So I think, you know, there's a couple different ways. I think if you're talking about your own business, I think you have to realize that you just need to start. Don't worry about what all the other voices tell you, your families and friends, that you can't do it. You have to listen to the voice in your head. You have to listen. When you lay down on your pillow at night and it's silent and there's some little voice in there telling you that you can do it, you have to believe that voice. And it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter where you came from or what you've done to that point. If you really believe in yourself, you honestly can do anything. And I think that's what's really important. And I think, you know, that's the message. You just have to start from where you're at right now. Now, there is some value in working for somebody else and learning at someone else's expense, because you are going to make mistakes. So just like I worked for Domino's and Papa John's, I learned for a long time and made lots of mistakes on other people's dime. Sure, I made them a lot of money, but I made a lot of marketing mistakes. And then basically what happened was, when I got the chance to open my own business, I had a lot of experience. So I was able to use my experience, and I knew what worked, and I did it in my own business. And I think that's what you have to do, is you have to start from wherever you are. And if you're ready, you start your own business. But remember, you're never going to be completely ready, because you can't plan for everything. You could sit there and plan for the next 20 years how to open a business, and you're still going to have lessons that get taught to you that you never saw coming.
Yeah, COVID times actually showed us that.
COVID times showed us that for sure. Yes. And I'll give your listeners the best tip for getting a job. The absolute, and I would imagine it works in your country as well. When you're having an interview, they ask you a bunch of questions, right? And yeah. And you ask a bunch of questions. And yeah. Right before the interview is done for a job, they always ask you, do you have any more questions, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So I imagine this will work in your country as well. The question that you ask is there any reason you wouldn't hire me? And what that does is that lets them tell you what they're thinking right then. And then it gives you the objection. It gives you a chance to change it. So when I was interviewing at the radio station, they said to me, well, you've never sold anything. You made pizzas, but you never sold anything. We don't see how you could sell radio. And I said, well, and I told them the story about going to the school and selling them school lunches. And I told them the story about going to the swimming pools and selling to the concession stands and selling pizzas to the sporting events. And they said, well, I guess you can sell. You start Monday.
Wow.
So
I'm practically having goosebumps.
Yeah. So I built my business up to a beautiful business with 5 stores, over 150 employees. We've traveled the world, to Italy, to London, to Las Vegas. We've won awards for the world's best pizza. I hired a super chef who was a good friend of mine, who would create these wonderful pizzas that would win big time awards. We take those awards back and market them. I wrote a book called The Pizza Equation that tells my whole story. It's on Amazon. And then I started because it worked so well, I started my own podcast called The Business Equation, where I tell my story. I bring on other guests that have inspiring stories like my own. And I try to really inspire the entrepreneur out there that anything is possible.
Wow, that is actually so awesome. How you took things from practically zero when you bought the show with zero money.
Yes.
And now in 6 years, you made it 10 million revenue per year.
Yeah.
So Nick, since you are into restaurant business, if someone wants to get into restaurant business, what would your advice be to that person?
Well, I would say you'd want to work in a restaurant first. You know, you would want to go and make sure it's something you really like, because I think you work hard in anything that's going to become successful. But in a restaurant business, you're serving other people, families, when you should be at home serving your own family dinner. So you have to make sure that you're ready to make that sacrifice. If you're going to go into the restaurant world, you're going to have to make sure that you're really willing to do that. I mean, all those hours, they're not just numbers that I talked about that I worked. They were graduation parties I missed, birthdays I missed, communions I missed, weddings I missed. I mean, my wife would go places and they would really wouldn't believe that she had a husband, because I was never there. But you know, it was worth it. It was a long, long journey. It wasn't an overnight success. It was, you know, those sales that I threw at you that sound impressive, the $10 million in the 6 years. It wasn't 6 years. It was the 25 years that leads up to that. It was the learning at Papa John's, the moving to Domino's, the delivering the mail in the morning that, you know, was just like a learning how the mail works, because then you can use, you know, send pizza coupons out in the mail later. And I used that strategy I learned at the post office, and I learned how to advertise on radio by selling radio. So it was a journey. That's the whole thing. You know, it was really, you know, I'm 42 now. It was a long, long journey from pizza delivery boy to where I am now. But, you know, it's a rewarding journey. And I think to anybody that wants to get into restaurant business, just make sure you love it, because there's going to be times when you can't go home, that you want to be with your family, you're going to miss things, and you got to make sure that your end goal is worth it, and that your why, the reason why you're doing it, is a good enough reason to keep going on those hard days.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, that you need to have your own skin in the game. You need to make the sacrifices.
Yes.
You need to choose out which one to take, your family time, your leisure time, or your business.
Yes. So you've got to be willing to do it, you know, and I think in my case it was, you know, I built a great life for our family now. And, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of look back and think of where we came from and just never forget that. I think that's what's important. You don't forget where you came from. And, but you've got to enjoy the journey. You know, you've got to enjoy the hard times. You got to enjoy and embrace it and just learn. Because I think, you know, before we started recording, you're talking about, you know, learning. And I said, you know, I'm a student for life. You know, I'm always reading. I'm always listening to audiobooks. Anybody can learn to market. That's the focus here is the marketing. And I think anybody can learn it. It doesn't matter what your product is. You have to know your customer. You have to be consistent. You have to have action.
Mm-hmm. Since we come to the learning marketing part, what would your suggestion be to the people or to the students specifically who are aiming to get into marketing? Maybe a specific job or a freelancing project.
Don't be afraid to fail. You know, try different things. Try a lot of different things on the same project. You know, put out some testers, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and see which one works. Like, you know, try five different ads and see if one really sticks. And then, you know, when you get a good result out of one, you know, back to the just keep doing it. And beat the horse. You know, that's the thing. When you find what works, keep doing it. But test. You know, don't be afraid to test different ads. You know, if you're selling a program, or if you're selling a, you know, anything that you're trying to sell, a pizza, or if you're selling, you know, a book or whatever it is, you know, don't be afraid to put out a couple different testers and then see what really works. And I think never underestimate, in this day of social media, video, you know, getting on there and saying, hey, I've got this great deal. Come see me. This is who I am. And people want to put a face to it. And I think don't underestimate the power of video in this day and age.
Yeah, videos are really growing in today's time.
Yes, for sure.
Why don't you tell us a bit about your book and your podcast, a bit in details, and what they should expect out of it?
So my book is called The Pizza Equation. You can buy it on Amazon. It is my story. It's very similar to what I told here today. It's the written version. It's in-depth of, you know, marketing tips that I learned along the way. It's a great into the brain of myself, of how I did everything and how I marketed. And from The Pizza Equation, what happened was, in my industry here in the States, I got recognized and I got asked to give a speech. And I have on YouTube, if you search my name, you'll find my keynote speech at the one expo in front of hundreds of people. And I told my whole story, and people were looking at me as the industry expert. And I realized that I was helping the pizza industry, but I also could help small business owners. Because just like you heard today, this was my story of how I sold pizzas. But for anybody listening out there, you can sell anything if you listen to the strategies that I use and don't worry about what my product was. It was good. It's a great product, but don't worry about what the product was. Listen to the strategies. And that's what I realized was my expertise of marketing and building sales could help small businesses everywhere. So I wanted a platform to be able to reach that. So I started the podcast, The Business Equation. And the first 20 some episodes is just myself. They're very short. They're 20 to 25 minutes. I talk about a different topic each time. And then after I did about 20 episodes, I realized that I wanted to bring guests on that had great experiences, that had expertise, and had an influential and inspiring story. So I'd bring them on. We would talk about 45 minutes. They're experts in everything from real estate to small businesses to the stock market to leadership, authors of some great books, really some great guests. And I think that's where I'm focusing on now. That's the project I've been working on, is really bringing some notoriety to the podcast. And it's a way for me to give back, because I think a lot of times, you know, you can give back with money, which I definitely do. I believe in giving back and, you know, donating and things that are near and dear to my heart. But I think another way that an entrepreneur can give back is through their use of time. And that's what I've been able to do with the podcast, is I'm really giving something out there that's free. People can listen to it, you know, on their morning run or their morning commute, or maybe it's late at night when they're doing some exercise. And I think they can gain something from it. And I think that's where I feel good that I'm able to give to the future generation of entrepreneurs.
That is so insightful.
Thank you. Good.
Everyone is always in the same rat race, especially when you are in a university or college. You have an aim of getting a high-paying job. Thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks for your time, and thanks for all the wisdom you shared.
Yes, I feel like I made a new friend. It was fantastic. I hope one day we can meet over a slice of pizza, but you know, nothing but the best for you. Very good. Thank you.
I would love that. A pizza from the winner of World Pizza Championship.
Of course.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you.
So that was our conversation. Hope you found it helpful. Tell us your most useful learning from this episode, and I will give you a free entry into our exclusive merchandise giveaway. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button and tell your friends how much you love this podcast. See you in the next episode. This was Marketing Chakraview Podcast, and I am Nishant Goel signing out.